Well, definitely, you know, you want to stay out of the box as much as you can. You know, you have two in the third there. You don't want to have to kill them because eventually that power play is going to find a way to score. They're super dangerous. It's an excellent power play. Our penalty kill is a little bit like our 5-on-5 game. We couldn't get out of our end enough. And then, like I said, eventually it's going to end up in your net. So we got to make sure, you know, we stay out of the box as much as we can. I thought our guys came out and we played hard. I thought we battled, but we didn't have enough. The ice got tilted the wrong way. I thought we lost momentum on our power play in the first period after a real good start. We lost momentum there. When they scored, I thought we lost momentum, and we just never got it back. And we just couldn't get much going offensively at all. Again, I thought the guys worked. I thought they sacrificed competitively, but we just couldn't get much going offensively.
It did seem to wear you down physically and mentally.
Well, we defended. Defending's hard, and we defended too much. We couldn't get the ice tilted back the other way. We couldn't get the ice making them defend as much as we can. We just never got that going, so then we defended so much, and again, defending's hard.
How about the night to Bernier again, though?
I thought Bernier was excellent. He was our best player. He gave us a chance to be in position to either get 8 points or get 2 points, so he was the best player in the team.
Is there something encouraging you can take out of this weekend? I mean, you scored a lot of goals yesterday, you
had
great goaltending tonight.
I think the competitive level was real good. I think the sacrifice level overall was good. I think we're getting a little bit better in some areas. So we just got to be focused and keep getting better. And you know, I thought we came out of the break and we were refreshed and we played good hockey. What we can't do is let these losses wear us down. I think that's happened too many times this year. It's a mental test for sure, but we got to find a way to not worry about the last game and just worry about the game ahead of us.
Bernier made four saves on the first power play, but you had four guys stuck out there the whole time too. Yeah. I mean, did a good job.
Yeah, they did a good job, but that takes a lot out of you too. So then, you know, on a back-to-back night, you're coming off a break and you got to do that, that's really, really difficult. So, you know, it's just, it's one of those things where I did think there was a lot of commitment. We got to do a better job of making other teams defend.
Average with another goal there. I mean, how much of a, we talked about it at times, obviously, in the last couple months. It's been a nice little addition, no question.
Yeah, Fabs has been good. He's a pretty good competitor. He's a pretty talented player. You know, he's pretty smart, knows how to get in those areas, and obviously he's had some good production since he's been playing for us.
What about Zadina on that shift particularly?
Well, I think Phil's played good. I think Phil's game has been better here after the break than it was at the end of the break. At the end of the break, I thought he was starting to leak a little bit of oil, and I think he kind of regrouped and, you know, you make an argument he was one of the better players up front for us tonight. So, you know, good for us and good for Z. He's got to keep grinding here. Thanks.
Thank you.